Hey, and welcome to this podcast on corporate mental health, where we aim to inspire you on how we can actually take mental health and well-being to a strategic level of any given organization, with the results of giving people a larger mental resource while they're at work and a better ability to actually relax when they get home from work. My name is Bjørn Jepsen. I'm the CEO and founder of WeFocus, and I truly hope that you will engage and enjoy these podcasts. Welcome to this episode on the podcast on corporate mental health. Today, I'm going to talk about why it is extremely important that we get insight to the corporates to actually do some good work to impact a lot of people. But I want to start off in a bit of a different place, because last week was week 7. One thing is that it's winter holiday here in Denmark. The second thing is that it's actually both of my big kids, it's their birthday in week 7. So we, of course, have had quite a lot of birthday celebration. It's a little bit different this year because we can't have that many guests due to COVID. But anyway, my point of this is that my oldest turned 10 and my girl in the middle, she turned 7, right? So they had no doubt in their mind what the one thing were that they actually wished. They had no doubt in their mind what the second thing and the third thing and so on and so forth. And I think that that is quite remarkable, because maybe you have something that you really wish for to have, but I don't think that it's ever going to be as clear as when we were in that age. And I think that that's one of the things that we kind of need to remember, if we can actually get to that stage when we're trying to deliver or get people interested in purchasing a product as corporate mental health and well-being. How can we actually make someone have that as a strong belief as my kids had for their present? If we can make people who are actually willing to invest in corporate mental health and well-being in the same way, having the same passion as you and I have, but kind of wanting it. And I think one of the key elements of that is to simplify it, and to simplify it in quite a great deal. Because in the beginning of running this certification training, I'm not going to lie to you, when people with a PhD in psychology came to us and said, hey, I want to do your certification, I was like, what on earth can I teach a guy who has a PhD in psychology? But one of the things that actually became quite clear after these guys have been finalizing the exam, and as last week I had a guy, he actually passed the exam, and I asked him, and this might seem a bit honest to some of you, I asked him directly, so what have you actually learned from the certification? And he was like, well, I'm actually not sure that I have learned that much new. All right, so what did you think that you benefit from this certification? He said, well, it literally changed the culture of my entire organization. He works at a consultancy firm. So imagine that he didn't learn anything new, but he literally learned how to change the behavior, not only for himself, but also for the rest of his team and the organization that he worked for. And now they are going to take this to a different place. So that's in the entire thing that it's all about, is simplifying it, so that it becomes so simple that it's not necessarily all about the thick books that we have at hand, but it's much more about how can we actually make it so simple and so nice that people want to do it, and they want to repeat it, and they want to run for it, so to speak. So if you think about it, referring back to kind of my kids and their wishes, well, then we have it, right? So we need to make corporate mental health and well-being something that is as easy to want and wish for, and as nice to get as it were for my kids to get their present. And I literally mean that. And this is kind of the aim of everything that I do every day I go to work, is to figure out the solution, so that for everyone who has a passion like you and I have for mental health and well-being, to get that product where you can literally present it, whether it's to an HR director, to a CEO or CFO, and they're going to be, I want that and I want more of it, and I actually would prefer to have it yesterday. So we need to kind of wrap it and simplified in a way. We're not losing the science, we're not losing the academia of it, but we simply need to be able to make it so extremely easy to remember that it's going to be that one thing that people can actually implement and over time continuously remind each other of. We need to be doing this because, and then we go back to kind of some of the other stuff on ambitious pausing. So why is it that the organization should actually be doing this? It's because, not only because it's a nice thing to do to people, but also because it's something that's going to impact the business in a positive way. And if we can get to that state, and when we're getting to that state, this is simply a different way of approaching mental health and well-being in general. And my idea of kind of the headline of the podcast is this: mental health and the parking lot, is simply because we can have so much great knowledge, we can have so much great initiatives and strategies, and we can have all of these things in place, right? All of the right certification, all of the right educations. But if we are not able to actually make it as easy understandable for other people, then we're going to be left in the parking lot. And if we can shape it so that it's becoming that thing that people actually want to buy from us, well, then we're just going to be the people in the parking lot with all the great initiatives, all the wonder of how on earth and why are they not listening to me? Why are they not paying attention to what it is that I actually have to say to them? Because it's becoming too difficult simply for them to understand. And I think that that is one of the key elements that we need to challenge ourselves on continuously. And just to taking myself as an example, when I started out on the first sales meeting, I would literally be talking about neuroscience in the brain. And it literally took me a long time before I actually realized that I was able to talk about other stuff. And it's only when we literally get to the stage where we're talking about their business. And I know that it's going to kind of maybe hurt you guys a little bit, but we literally need to put the company first to increase the mental health and well-being of the staff in the long-lasting period. And I think that that is such a crucial, crucial factor to take into place, because only if we can make it part of the culture, part of the way that they're actually doing it, we will succeed in increasing their mental health and well-being in the organization. And that leads back to kind of the parking lot, because if we can't get inside the door, if we're not able to frame it, if we're not able to actually increase the value of working with mental health and well-being towards the people who not necessarily have the same passion as you and I have for this thing, but just are looking at it in a more direct way, where they're actually looking how can the organization benefit from this. And this is what most of these people are hired for. Most CEOs and CFOs are actually hired to that particular company to generate as much revenue as possible. So it's kind of their job. So we need to convince them in a way so that it's going to be interesting for them to actually run with the product that we are and the service that we are offering to them. Not because it's something that's necessarily a nice thing to do, but simply because it's a neat thing to do to actually have these organizations executing on the task that they have at hand and being innovative, more productive, and so on and so forth. I think that you know some of the stories behind this, that if we don't do this, and we can just take, I think COVID it's such a great example of it, that if we literally don't succeed in having a staff that can execute and come up with a new way of working, coming up with a creative way of actually implementing a new initiative, well, then they're going to be left behind. There are businesses in COVID that are thriving, and there are businesses that are dead, and they're within the same market. And I think that that is such an eye-opener, and it should be such an eye-opener for most businesses, is that the ones that are thriving are the ones that had the staff that were able to actually be creative, they were able to actually come up with a new solution of pivoting their entire business. So that kind of rounds it off on the corporate mental health and the parking lot, because it is important that we seek to find a way to actually describe what it is that we're doing to the people that don't have the same passion as we have, but wants to do something. And we need to kind of take the time to actually think about what is it actually that, what kind of need is it that we're covering for them? Not from our perspective, not from the academic point of view, but literally from their point of view, in the seat that they're sitting in. And I think that that's a very, very important factor of working with corporate mental health and well-being. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening and staying put for this very short episode on mental health and the parking lot. All right, have a great evening, and I will see you shortly. All right, bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I truly hope that you got some sort of inspiration out of listening to this episode. If you want to join our community, you're more than welcome to join our group on Facebook. All you have to do is search for corporate mental health, and then you can be part of this community where we're trying to build the strongest possible product for organizations where we can work with mental health and well-being. As you know, my name is Bjørn Jepsen. I come from WeFocus. You're more than welcome to reach out to me. Just drop me an email, give me a call, and we can have a chat. I always love to engage with like-minded people. All right, speak soon. Have a great day.